Thank you very much, Sam. Well, now our final set of stories starts with a bit of a quiz from the Norwich Union recruitment test and finishes with one with some good news for Chatterbox. Nowadays, we're used to having a calculator at our fingertips, but for those hoping to bag a job at Norwich Union, back in the early 1900s, there was no such luck. The Norwich-based insurance company, Aviva, formerly Norwich Union, of course, has revealed the hoops that a wannabe clerk would have had to jump through back in 1905 to be considered for the job. Each candidate was given a collection of puzzles to solve without a calculator or a dictionary, testing their competency in mathematics, spelling, grammar, and even geography. As well as maths puzzles, candidates would also have to identify which countries Bloemfontein, Berlin, Copenhagen, Gothenburg, and Brisbane were in, as well as which counties were home to cities including Birmingham, Brighton, and Hull. Anna Stone, a Viva Group archivist, said, "To many of us, it would be unthinkable answering such questions without the help of a pocket calculator, although, of course, these wouldn't have existed in 1905. Times have also changed in that we now make use of hybrid working, online systems and video calls as part and parcel of our working lives, something that would have no doubt been unimaginable back at the start of the 20th century. So, if you fancy your chances, here are three of the questions. Number one, express in figures 3,250,406 and multiply this amount by 20105. Number two, where are the following? Bloemfontein, Berlin, Copenhagen, Gothenburg, Brisbane, and Madras. And number three, in which counties are Birmingham, Bristol, Brighton, and Hull? And we'll give you the answers to those three questions at the end of the programme.
Network Norfolk and Churches Together in Norfolk and Waveney have launched a new online partnership, which they hope will enhance church unity, a key aim of both organisations across the region. The Network Norfolk team have been working with County Ecumenical Officer Dr. Ian Watson to relaunch the nwct.org.uk website as the latest partner site within the long-established Norfolk Christian News website. It joins websites from Celebrate Norfolk, Transforming Norwich, the Norfolk Christian Football League, Good News for Norwich and Norfolk, and Norwich FGB, among others, as a Network Norfolk partner. Network Norfolk editor Keith Morris has redesigned the NWCT site with a modern-looking responsive website using the hub.church web system. The content has been provided by Ian and includes bi-monthly ecumenical updates, the background to NWCT, details on local ecumenical partnerships, and the seven denominations which make up NWCT.
Heart operations carried out at Norfolk's largest hospital have been broadcast and watched live by hundreds of people. Four cardiologists from the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital were live-streamed during a series of operations as part of a large-scale training conference. It meant that cameras were trained on the quartet while they carried out a string of heart operations, including a procedure called angioplasty, which is used to widen blood vessels. It was part of the Advanced Cardiovascular Intervention Conference, which is held over 3 days in January in London. The broadcasts were organised to share a method used by the hospital involving drug-coated balloons instead of metal stents to carry out operations. Patient details were kept anonymous during the broadcasts, while each patient also consented to the streams taking place. Simon Ecclesall, consultant cardiologist at the NNUH, said, "Over the last few years, there's been a lot of interest in drug-coated balloons, and as experts in this field, we were asked to be the centre to showcase this type of procedure."
A market town will be hosting its 10th Blues Festival in the summer, which is set to attract thousands of music lovers. The Dereham Blues Festival returns to the town from Wednesday, July the 10th, with the sound of blues and soul filling venues across the town over 5 days. The opening concert on the evening of July the 10th at the Dereham Memorial Hall will feature 19-year-old Toby Lee, two-time winner of the Young Blues Artist of the Year at the UK Blues Awards and West End star in School of Rock the Musical. He will be joined on the opening night by multi-Blues Award nominee and winner Catfish. Jim Niven, a volunteer committee member, said that it's a mark of how far the Dereham Blues Festival has grown in prestige and reputation that it keeps attracting the best blues award-winning acts to come and play to the town. Before the summer days of the blues, Dereham Memorial Hall will host the big gig on May the 25th, featuring Mississippi McDonald and Santiago and the Soul Movers. Both played last year's festival. Tickets for opening night are on the sale at Ticketsource.
Chatterbox, the Norwich-based talking newspaper designed to cater for the blind or visually impaired, has added two new voices to its volunteer crew. Sound recordists Catherine Rose and Anna Johnson have signed up to the long-standing charity project. Catherine Rose, aged 28, a freelance fashion designer, who originally discovered Chatterbox via Voluntary Norfolk, is no stranger to the art of sound mixing. She said, "I love to listen to people's stories. Being an autistic woman, there's an assumption of communication difficulties, but I thrive off communication. I'm enjoying talking to other sound recordists at Chatterbox, as in between takes we natter a bit." Anna Johnson, an 18-year-old broadcast journalism student at the University of East Anglia, said, "When I'm recording, I'm listening to the news and I leave knowing a lot more about the world." Chatterbox has also welcomed a new volunteer officer, Julie Benfield, who has just retired from paid work. Julie Benfield keeps busy by coordinating activities, rotas and other information to Chatterbox volunteers. Chatterbox has been delivering recorded news readings to subscribers for more than four decades, thanks to around 100 volunteers who produce its weekly shows, and these include sound recordists, editors, readers and administrators. The charity remains dedicated to providing an invaluable news resource for those unable to read conventional print. And we wish our new recruits all the best here at Chatterbox.
We've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. As usual, we remind you that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free. We know there are sometimes delays with the Postal Service and a delay in you receiving the recordings in a timely manner. Unfortunately, this is beyond our control.
Well, now, what about the answers to those old questions from the Norwich Union quiz? Well, here are the answers as provided by Aviva staff in 2024. Number one, 65 349 412 630. Number two, South Africa, Germany, Denmark, Sweden, Australia, India. Number three, West Midlands, now and previously was Warwickshire, Staffordshire, Worcestershire. Bristol, which was formerly Gloucestershire. East Sussex and the East Riding of Yorkshire. And congratulations if you got any of those right. But now, our thanks go to the whole team of over a dozen loyal volunteers who've produced today's edition. The editor was Ian Gorst. The sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. If you'd like to let us know anything about the items you've heard about today, or what you've enjoyed or not, as the case may be, you can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. The office isn't staffed every day, so if there's no reply, do leave a message on our answer phone and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. You can also send us an email at contact@cbtn.org.uk. And don't forget to let us know if you'll be joining us for the AGM on March the 13th. And with that, we hope you've enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. So from me, John...
and Marianne.
It's goodbye.